Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Here's some tips to help you thrive on Mother's Day.
Exactly. Or survive.
Or survive. I wanted to say survive, but I changed it to thrive.
No, you're right. I mean, we had to flip them on both ways.
The first tip is a little challenging to do, especially if you're slammed. Hi, welcome to the Modern Waiter Podcast. I'm Marlon Joseph, the Modern Waiter, where we discuss all things restaurant business, learn something, laugh at something. On today's podcast, we're going to discuss the most popular restaurant day, Mother's Day.
Mom's Day.
But first, the intro.
I'm tired of working deadbeat jobs for lame pay. I'm tired of getting fired and hired the same day. If you know the rules of the game, then you'll stay. And if you don't, then you'll be a pawn while they play. I'm tired of working deadbeat jobs for lame pay.
As usual, I'm joined by my good friend Danny DeVilla.
What's up, people?
Mama, I just killed a man.
Oh, man. Sometimes you want to on Mother's Day.
I know, right? Man, would your mother turn you in, or would she help you hide the body?
She helped me hide the body.
Really?
Oh, yeah. No question. At least in my mind, I want to believe that. I know my dad would help me hide the body.
Yeah, but moms and sons have different relationships.
Yeah, I know. But my mom, I would think, would help me hide the body. If anything... She wouldn't turn me in, though.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if my mom would. My mom definitely wouldn't turn me in.
Yeah.
But I don't, she would help hide me.
Yes. Okay. You know? That'd probably be one thing.
She wouldn't give me up.
Yeah.
But then the whole time, she'd be telling me, I told you should have went to church. You know, I'd get that. Was your mom tough on you?
Yes and no. You know, I mean, as well as a parent should be. You know, I guess I'm just from a different. You know, we're all from different generations. As this newer generation, so I mean,
did you get beat?
Of course.
Okay,
that's normal stuff. What do you mean?
It's not normal for everybody.
I know they need to get beat. Those ones that didn't. I had some friends growing up, and they used to be so disrespectful to their mom. I used to look at them like, yo. What is wrong with you, yo? Like, I couldn't comprehend it.
Yeah, I couldn't even have disrespect.
Yeah, it'd be like, I used to smack him on the head. Like, yo.
They'd get a beating at my house.
And they'd get a beating from me in front of their mom. I'd be like, yo. And their moms would love me for it.
Oh, you're talking about now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or not now, but, you know, like years ago before I moved here.
Okay.
Like when I'm in that teenage to, you know, early 20s. We were all still living at home with our parents.
Yeah, I got beat. I remember my first beating.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe it wasn't the first beating, but maybe it was the beating that I remember.
The beating that you, there's always a beating I that you remember. Oh, yeah. I have one that I still remember.
Tell me about it.
Oh, I did something dumb. Wait. I was probably about my daughter's age.
Okay. That's old.
Yes. Okay. But this was a well-deserved beating. And, I mean, I went, remember the old sheets? Of when you were in school and you would get the sheets with the candy on it.
The sheets with the candy on it.
And you go door to door and you sell candy to your neighbors and stuff like that. Oh, like remember that? It was like candy
drive. Sponsorship.
Exactly.
Okay. Yeah.
My boy had one from like the year before, right? Like a blank one. So we went around and we sold a bunch of fake candy that was never going to come in. Okay. and we were good though. Like we took the money and, we end up, you know, buying stuff for ourselves, comic books, stupid stuff. Like, you know, it was just dumb. So I'm in my head, like, we're golden. Nothing ever happened. I go home. 2 days later, I get a knock at my door, right? The same idiot I went out with another kid. ended up knocking on a cop's door, okay, and got caught.
Okay.
And snitched me out.
What?
Yes.
Not even on the time that you did it.
Yo, not even when I did it, yo. I didn't even, I wasn't even like there, yo. They threw me under the bus because they got caught.
Did you make you pick out the belt?
Oh, yeah. Oh, so anyway, so I go, you know, I have to go. She takes me down to the spot and I get all in trouble and we have to go. You have to go. The cop made us go to everybody's house, okay, and apologize to him face to face. I don't even know if we have to get back the money at the time or not, or if it was just, because it wasn't that much. It's probably like, you know, $50 total. It wasn't crazy. But, I remember getting home and my mom was so angry at me, like, as she should be, okay?
Yeah.
And it was probably the last beating I ever got too. She beat me good too, like welts and all. Like, yeah, I was, it was well-deserved. You know what I mean? It was that beating that was well-deserved and I can't, you know, even argue about it, but as the one I remember the most.
Okay. Well, speaking of beating, Mother's Day gives you a beating on, at the restaurant. I mean, no one's safe.
No one.
I mean, if you work breakfast, they're coming out for breakfast.
Yeah.
They're coming out for brunch. They're coming out for lunch.
Yeah, man.
They're coming out for dinner.
They're coming out all day. It's the busiest holiday of the year.
For restaurants.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. I mean, retail's going to get it too.
But they're not going to get it on the day. Yeah, it's staggered. You know what I mean? It's like between now and till then. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, you know, they had their sales out for at least a week before this, I'm sure. You know, that's how they do retail.
I mean, I guess their Mother's Day would be Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
They're just going to take it for...
No, their Mother's Day is Black Friday.
Busiest
retail day of the year? It's supposed to be for them.
Supposed to be, but I don't think...
It's fell off in the last few years.
It's fell off because, internet sales have gone up and things like that. But there's certain things that you go to retail for.
Yeah.
You know, you're not going to really necessarily go... buy certain things online.
Absolutely.
You know, you want to touch them, mm-hmm. you want to see it, you know, whether it's jewelry or Absolutely. Golf clubs or betting and things like that. But man, what's Mother's Day like for you at the old job now?
It's the same. I mean, I guess it's pretty much the same as when you remember it. Well, last year.
We're talking to the audience.
I'm trying to think, for changes, because I don't think we had, did we have, I don't even know if we had, no, because we were closed last Mother's Day. So originally, this will be the first one I'll have had breakfast on.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So I was trying to think if we had breakfast, because we were closed last Mother's Day because of COVID. Gotcha. Everybody was at home. Gotcha. There was no Mother's Day last year.
Mm-hmm.
It was kind of like a Father's Day. You had to like sit in the house and cook for your parents. So I'm guessing it's going to be a little bit different, because like you said, we're doing all three. We're doing breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Okay. So I expect us to be a little busier than we normally would be, which will be fine. It'll be chaotic, and I'm sure, but as long as, like all mothers, like all shifts, you can only take what you have.
True. It'll be interesting. Now, I think more than, especially here, you know, there's less restrictions.
Yeah.
But then there's many places that people are listening
mm-hmm.
where it's 25%,
50%. Oh, yeah. It's going to be different in those places for sure.
That's tough.
Yeah.
You know? And a little bit later in the show or soon, we're going to, give you some tips on how to survive the day.
Yeah. Oh, man. It's a long day.
It's a long day and it's hectic.
It's very hectic because like I said, for me as a server, you can only be as busy as your section, but the restaurant as a whole is chaotic. You got to worry about your kitchen going down. You got to worry about
Correct.
Your manager running around like a chicken with his head off. You got to worry about your host, quadruple seating you and stuff like that. But you have to, as a server, keep your composure, and hopefully that can give you the structure that you need.
Yes. Now, I understand what you mean about on a busy day, you can only have your section. But invariably, greed takes over.
Yeah.
Where I went down on Mother's Day, and I tell the story all the time, worst mm-hmm. shift ever.
Yeah.
Because they expanded my section.
Mm-hmm. Now that's what can get you. Because when they open up your realm of your normality and and then they stick you with some stuff that's on the outer range, then you're stuck.
You can't execute that.
Exactly.
You know,
and that just leads to poor execution and things don't go well.
Ugh, it's sideways.
It's better to make them wait.
You got large parties.
Mm-hmm.
You got kids, families. Everybody wants everything to be great. Forget about it.
Yeah.
I tell you, back in the day, me and Almanza,
mm-hmm.
when we worked at the Roadhouse Grill, we would bring in roses. I mean, not roses, nice. But flowers.
Okay.
You know, we'll get the carnations. We'll get a bulk of those. Mm-hmm. We'll chip in. He'd bring them in, and then we'll give one to the mothers.
Yeah.
You know? And that was our gimmick.
Yeah.
Because it'll allow us to really, you know, have a little connection
with the, with the table. Absolutely.
Up our tips a little bit. If it was Valentine's Day, we'll buy a huge bag of the Hershey's Kiss and give that out and things like that. And sometimes even on Mother's Day, it's a little bit easier to execute that, you know, because you have to find a place to hold
your flowers,
make sure nobody takes them. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, you're beating them down.
Yeah.
But, you know, we had those gimmicks and we would pool and we'll work together, make sure we get the section next to each other and we'll rock it out.
That's awesome.
You know? And we made money, more than the norm because we had that energy.
We vibed off each other.
Correct.
Yeah.
You know, knowing that you're coming in with your little scam.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a scam, but you know what I mean?
Your sister, plot. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You know, you have that thing, hey, we're going to get this. We're going to get this break.
We're going to get this money. We're coming in with a positive attitude. We've got our tools for the job.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. If the weight gets out of hand.
Yes.
Good Lord, man. You're sunk.
Oh, for sure.
And it will.
Of course it will.
It will.
And there's not a place. There's not a restaurant. You know, I'm talking about from the regular, you know, to the higher. It happens everywhere. Okay.
It happens everywhere.
From Red Lobster to Roof Steakhouse.
If you don't take reservations, there's going to be a long wait.
Every
time. If you take reservations.
There's still going to be a wait.
There's always overbooking.
Every time. Every time there's overbooking on Mother's Day for no reason.
I mean, they expect a certain amount of fall off or cancellations and things like that.
But then you have walk-ins that come in and stuff like that.
You have walk-ins. It's a complete.
Because let's say you go to a place and you got caught in that, the overbooking.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're like, they tell you an hour and a half. You're like, I'll go somewhere else. And then you go somewhere else, and then you're pot committed because that place already has an hour and a half wait.
You got to stick. I've done that math when I was just in Dallas, Fort Worth,
mm-hmm.
and we went out for breakfast. And neither me or my friend like to wait. But I told them, I said, listen, we're waiting anyway, just in a different way.
Yeah.
If it's a half hour here, my wait time I'm comfortable with is 15, maybe 20 minutes.
Yeah, 15 to 30 minutes.
You tell me a half hour.
Well, because if you leave after the half hour, by the time you get to the next place, you've almost already been set.
Correct. And that's the point I made. If anything more than a half hour, I'm not dealing with it. Especially now, there's not a lot of places to wait.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got to go wait in your car.
Yeah, that's what sucks.
You know, come on now. So when you're thinking, what I described to him, was, you know, we're going to leave, get in our car, find another place to go there, maybe wait, maybe not, might as well just stay here. And
by the time, by the time that worked out, it was that 25 minutes or whatever.
15, yeah.
And, at the bare minute, 15 minutes.
And thank goodness, I mean, they quoted us well,
mm-hmm.
so we were in earlier.
Nice.
And plus, we were only a two-top. Two tops, so you could put them almost anywhere.
Yeah, which is great.
You could put them at the bar.
Mm-hmm.
You could put them almost anywhere.
You can get finagle a two-top
but
as well.
Expect to wait, people, on Mother's Day.
No, you're going
if
to
you
wait.
Have six to whatever people, six
anything
and above.
More than, yes. Okay.
Anything, like two
even
top,
five.
Four top. Five is a problem.
Five and more is, you're waiting.
Five is a problem.
Because, yeah, because you got to tell me five and more. Because fours and twos, we're turning, okay?
Fours and twos, you could fit in almost anywhere.
Unless you're willing to put that extra person at a four top, which is even still kind of, you know, depending on how their chair situation is or how they, you know, how they bought their chairs. You know, because you got the ones with the little armrest on it. Those are a little too bulky to fit around a four top or however you want to play.
Yeah, exactly. Now, this may not be in our best interest, but why even go out on a holiday on the day? Call it a Saturday brunch.
Come yeah,
on,
you're
mom,
right.
Let's do it. I mean, listen, unless it's something like, which I won't even do, unless it's something like New Year's Eve,
mm-hmm.
where
it's that day or it's nothing.
It's that day or nothing.
Yeah.
You're not celebrating New Year's.
On New Year's Day.
On New Year's Day or 2 days after. It's good. Expect problems.
Yeah.
You're an idiot if you think that you're going to come out on Mother's Day, the busiest day, and you're going to have a smooth thing.
Oh, I mean, and it can still be smooth, but you just have to be prepared for the wait. You know, that's what it, that now.
Waiting isn't smooth to me.
Okay.
I didn't make a reservation to wait an hour.
Yeah, true.
Okay. I'm sorry, unless you're the first wave.
Yeah.
And why eat that early anyway? You're going to wait.
You're going to wait.
It's just natural. Also, there's a big strong contingency of people that come after church.
Oh, huge.
Right?
Huge.
So.
Huge.
You're not coming any earlier.
Oh, yeah. That's.
If not, you're coming late.
Yes.
Traffic's bad on Mother's Day.
So you're coming. So you're coming at like between 11 and 2. Okay. If you're coming out of church.
Yes.
And then you're short. Okay, because you're already in the middle of the mix.
Yeah.
Either you just miss breakfast if you only do breakfast. You know what I mean? Where you're going into lunch.
Mm-hmm.
Or if they do a brunch like at your place, that's prime time.
Prime time. People prime sitting, eating, time. And digesting.
And you got, and they're all, you're an hour and a half, 2 hour spot anyways for brunch. So you already know what it is.
Yeah. We're a 2 hour reservation and then we're looking at you funky.
Yeah.
Lots of people go over. But it's 2 hour block of time that's only two seatings in a 4 hour,
yeah,
you know, dealio.
Mm-hmm.
Most people will do it in an hour and a half.
Exactly.
Hour and 45 minutes maybe. Some people try to do this thing all day. Not happening. Especially on my Mother's Day.
Oh, man. The worst day to do it on.
You're getting zapped. Taser.
Hey, don't be late for your reservation. Oh, that's even worse.
Listen.
Then you wait an extra.
Don't come at all. No, seriously. Oh, we running late? Stop it.
You're SOL.
If anything, show up early.
Yes.
That's your best bet.
For sure.
Make that later reservation, show up early.
Yeah. Yeah, tell them, hey, in your mind, these are the keys for people that aren't in the industry or even in the industry and they're going out with their parents on Mother's Day.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, we get stuck in tunnel vision as well. We'd be thinking, hey, you know, it is what it is. It is not what it is. Okay.
No, it's not.
Just like he said, if you think that everybody's going to be there, if you want to be sitting down at 1 o'clock, you need to honestly make your reservation for 1:30. Okay. Let's be honest. Because everybody's always going to be there's always people that are running a little behind in your group. If you especially have a large group on Mother's Day.
Well, you're screwed if the restaurant doesn't seat incomplete parties.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. So that's why you want them there. That's why you tell your group 1 o'clock if you make a 1:30 reservation.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. You give them that. You give them that that CPT invitation. Yes.
Absolutely. Every time.
Every time.
Every time. And this way, if they're all there on time, whatever, you go to the bar, you grab a drink, and then you wait for your table. It is what it is. But at least you're there.
You need when you show up, the first thing the host is going to say is your party complete?
All here? Absolutely.
Are you all here? And don't think that you could sneak out of church and come and hold the table down is not working.
No, now, especially on that holiday.
They're not saving any tables for you. That means you're up next.
Yep.
You're up next.
You just got pushed back.
You put your quarter right on the underside of the pool table. You got next. That's what a reservation means.
Exactly.
You have next. We're not saving tables for you. It's not happening. And in places that do, and then these people can't cancel. It's
the worst.
It's the worst.
Because that's even worse. Really SOL.
You're really SOL. So show up early.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. For those of you who are working.
Yes.
Here's some tips to help you thrive on Mother's Day.
Exactly. Or survive.
Or survive. I wanted to say survive, but I changed it to thrive.
No, you're right. I mean, we had to flip them on both ways.
Yeah. Now, the first tip is a little challenging to do, especially if you're slammed. But I want you to acknowledge the table as soon as possible.
Yes.
Not engage.
No.
Acknowledge.
Just acknowledge.
Yes.
Just say, hey, I'll be right with you. You know, give me a second.
Give them your name.
No, I'll just be right with you and you can keep it moving. Okay?
Yes. Acknowledge them because they've been waiting
already.
Most likely waiting already.
Mm-hmm.
So now when they sat down, their expectations are so high for service.
Mm-hmm.
Every 10 seconds is going to feel like
an hour.
Minute.
Yeah.
You know?
Exactly.
So every minute they're going to say, oh, I've been waiting here for 10 minutes.
Yes.
Which they haven't been, but time's going to drag on because they've been waiting for so long. You know, swing by. Hi, I'll be right with you. You can even, sometimes I even tell them what I'm going to be doing.
Yeah.
I hold up my book. I say, I have just one table to put in their food, and I'll be right back.
Yeah.
You know, and then you set that expectation.
Absolutely.
Where you say, hey, you know, he's got me. You know, mm-hmm. they want to know that somebody knows that they're
acknowledge
there.
Them. Yeah.
Correct. So acknowledge them as soon as possible. And it sounds so elementary.
And it can really buy you 3 or 4 minutes.
It really can. It really can. You know, especially if you have a manager who walks around and then they say, have you been, you know, served? They might say, someone came by. We haven't been served yet, but whatever.
Exactly.
It's much better.
Absolutely.
Much better because the table starts there with mm-hmm. your acknowledgement, you know, at least the service starts there. So it's very important. Sometimes I see, I've cut away from a table to acknowledge a new table.
Yeah.
You know, I'm at the table and I'm taking an order or I'm engaged otherwise. I see a table sit and I say, pardon me for 1 second. I lean over and they see me extract myself. Yeah. I say, I'll be right with you in just a second. And then you go
right back
and
finish up what you're
doing. And then they know, hey, that's my man.
Yeah. He's got you.
You know?
Yeah, you're in good hands like Austin over here.
There you go. There you go. And now for number two, I want you to set the expectations,
mm-hmm.
okay? Whatever, you're going to, a good server is going to always have a beat on what the restaurant is
exactly.
doing at a certain point.
Absolutely.
A better server is going to communicate that.
With the guest.
To the guest.
Yes.
Especially on Mother's Day, they might think, oh, I'm sitting down, everything should be hunky-dory, I need to go up to the buffet or whatever. But guess what? Sometimes to execute on such a busy holiday, mm-hmm. we need to change things.
Absolutely.
Sometimes, you know, restaurants are doing it a little bit different that day. So you might be there on a regular day, so you want to set that expectation. Hey, you know, this is what we're doing on for today. Or the drinks are taking a little bit longer at the moment. Or, you know, the kitchen's backed up.
Whatever the issue is, exactly.
Whatever the issue is. Whatever you've noticed that needs to be acknowledged or tempered,
mm-hmm.
you do that right off the bat.
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense to do it after they've been waiting.
Yeah, because then...
Oh, well, the kitchen backed up.
No, because then they're already pissed off.
They're already steamed.
Yeah.
The kettle's already whistling. Mm-hmm. Weep, you know, come on now. It's a proactive thing. It sounds simplistic, but hey, sometimes...
Well, communication's key. Because then at the point, even if they get upset at that point, you've already laid down the rules of establishment of what's going on.
Correct.
And now they can make a choice on their own. It has nothing to do with you.
Yes.
You've already laid down the parameters of how it's going to flow. And like, hey, you know, this part of the kitchen, you know, is running a little behind, but hey, would you guys like to start with some salads? Something that you know you can get out quicker.
Salads might be quicker.
Exactly. Or something that you know is going to come out quicker than the rest of the kitchen.
Correct. Correct. And that's a great point. If you know that salads are quicker, or it's something that you can grab.
Yeah.
You know, or you can pull off to the side and get that done.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that is key.
Yeah.
So set that expectation and then they're going to be able to be on the same page with you. They're going to ride with you.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Now, number three, it's to share your process. Okay. And I do this a lot at brunch when I notice that I'm at a table and I'm clearing and they start ordering. I share my process. I tell them, at this time, I'm going to clean up the table.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to remark your table for more silverware. And then
I'll
be back to take your order, you know? And they go, oh, okay. So sharing your process, you're going to let them know exactly what's going to happen.
No, you're right. And that's what I do the same as well, but like more of on my everyday, because you know, you hit a table, I'm like, oh, we're completely ready. I was like, huh? Yeah. I'm going to grab all your drinks. I'm going to bring them to the table. I will get everything out as fast as possible, you know, and I don't even mind taking, but we are starting with the first thing. Okay.
Yeah.
And then from there, and I don't even tell them, I say, hey, I'm going to grab your drinks. You know, let's do this in the right order. And then I'll even surprise them like, hey, okay, now I can take your order, you know, at the end of, after I got all their drinks, but I need them to know that I have
control,
a system and a control. Yeah. You're not just going to be like, because then half the time, if you've watched other people that don't do that, they're kind of figuring out half the table doesn't really know what they want. And then you're stuck there for an extra 3 or 4 minutes when you could have been grabbing their drinks, taking care of another table, came back and had everything locked down in one shot.
Yeah. If the guest is going to tell you how to, you know, do your job, then you're not worth anything.
Exactly.
You know, they might as well go to a vending machine.
Mm-hmm.
You are an intermediary that is very important to the process.
Of the flow of the restaurant,
they don't know what the process is.
They don't. And every restaurant is different. So it can all be a different flow.
Mm-hmm. And who are you, you know, in that moment, but a person in control and knows what is going on.
Mm-hmm.
So find a way to make sure that you set that process.
Absolutely.
And it's very important. Whatever that is for your restaurant, because like you said, everywhere is different.
Yeah, because you could be working in a restaurant and go to somebody else's spot and they have a whole different system from you. So you don't want to say, hey, oh, I worked in a restaurant and I know this. You're like, no. It might be different there. So don't come in there with that kind of boisterous kind of tone. You kind of come in and say, hey, you know, I mean, yes, the keys, the normal situation are going to flow restaurant to restaurant. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, also be aware that it might be a little bit different at this place.
Yeah. Tell them, hey, I'm going to take your drinks now and I'll be back and take your order. Just to make sure that everybody's ready to order when we go. I'm going to go from appetizers,
mm-hmm.
or I'm going to go all apps. Some people go all apps and then go round by round or dinners and things like that.
I'm going to course you out this way or XYZ. Yeah.
Or some people take the complete order from who's up next. Or I say, hey, I'm going to start with her and work all the way around.
Exactly.
So you two get ready, mm-hmm. you know, because they will waste your time.
Oh, no. Especially with a large party, you want to be like, hey, I'm starting with you and I'm going around this table clockwise or however you want to do it. Like, however your system is at your job, how you guys do the seating or whatever you need to do.
So, and sometimes when I need everyone to be ready, I'm going to let them know I will take your order when everyone is ready.
Absolutely.
So then the person that's not ready has the pressure from other people.
From other people.
Because if you hear the
That's why, I'll hit them with, I'm quick to be like, well, I'll be right back. You guys obviously need a minute. I'll be right back. And I go take care of something else and I come back.
Yeah. But it's best for you.
Yeah.
You know, you want to build your value, say, hey, this is the flow, this is what we want you to have,
so you can have a better experience. We're here to make sure you have the best experience possible.
Correct. Here's how it's going to go.
Yeah.
So whether you're taking the complete part order from each person and going, or you're going round by round apps, this mm-hmm. and that, do that. And sometimes I even let them know what the desserts are.
Really? Yeah.
So that
They
can mentally prepare themselves instead of going, oh, what's for dessert, this and that. You know, you have the FaceTime,
mm-hmm.
use it. If it is that you're that crunched.
Yeah.
You know, not that you want to cut them short and, you know, have an hour and a half dining experience into an hour, but it's all about being efficient.
Absolutely.
So when they do get the dessert menu at the end, all they have to do is review it instead mm-hmm. of being, oh, what's good and this and that. They already have the taste for it.
Yeah.
You know, they can already decide what they want to earmark for themselves. Very important. And that's going to really help you
mm-hmm.
get them on your side to be efficient with your time and to know that they're a part of the process
mm-hmm.
because they are.
Yeah.
Now, the next one, I mentioned it a little bit that I did early in my career and I don't do it now, is give any extras that you can. Okay. This is the thriving part of it. And so whether it's you brought in the Hershey's Kisses, you mm-hmm. know, and you give one or two, you know, to all the moms and things like that. It's a very simple thing. The person that's paying the check is going to see you taking care of their mother.
Yeah.
Very important.
It's small things.
And you're not giving it to everybody.
No.
And it's too bad if you don't got one.
Because,
you know,
that person needs to feel special on that day. That's their day.
That is their day. That's why you're here?
Exactly.
You know, and so if it's the, you know, you bought a thing of carnations from the guy in the corner. I mm-hmm. don't know if your city does this, but here in South Florida, there's a man on the corner or a lady on the corner selling everything.
Oh, yeah.
I've seen him sell anything from waters to flowers mm-hmm. to coconuts to shrimp.
Absolutely.
Watermelon, anything.
Mm. I mean, yeah, absolutely.
So if you get them from there or you make a special trip and you just, you know, hand one out.
I think every major city or outside of a major city has somebody that, you know, that you've seen this before.
I don't know. Maybe it's super illegal somewhere else and, you know, cops kind of, you know, crack down on it and things like that. But wherever you want to get them from, I would get them the night before. Don't get them that day.
No.
Because you're gonna be stuck.
You're already behind.
You're already behind, really. So whether your place has candy or you have the authority to give out free coffee or whatever the case may be, but let them know that you're doing this
something
for them.
For them. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, oh, I'll take care of your dessert today or give you a glass of champagne. Just make sure that it's okay to do so, because they will tell on you. They will say, hey, thank you for the champagne. Meanwhile, you're messing up. You're stealing. You know what I mean? And it goes a long way, especially, you know, smoothing out any bumps that may have happened.
Absolutely.
And increasing them tips because, hey, we're here to make money.
We're here to make money.
You know.
And we're here to give you a great experience.
Exactly. Now, the last thing sounds kind of silly, but it's very important. You thank them for coming.
Absolutely.
Okay. Not just for coming, but you're say, hey, thank you for your patience. I say that all the time. I really enjoyed it. And the reason why you want to thank them is because the last impression is the lasting impression.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And so you want
to great way to word it.
You want to leave them with a lasting impression. Now, also, it is a signal for them to wrap it up.
Yes.
Get out.
Out.
Okay.
Now it's time for somebody else to get their next experience.
Yes. Get up, get out. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
So I like to word it as thank you all for coming. All right.
Goodbye.
And you stand there because it's not conversation time.
No.
We're running a business, not a bus stop.
That's right.
Okay. So that's why I do that. And it works. Not 100% of the time, but people get, you know,
get their stuff get together. The clue. Yeah.
And all you really need is one person to get the clue.
Yes.
Because if one person gets the clue and starts grabbing her purse, everyone else starts to follow.
Follow suit, yes.
Yes. Everyone else, you get, the more people, they're like, oh, wait, oh, we're leaving? And then,
yep.
Because
some people are just oblivious.
Oblivious. And they ain't trying to leave.
They're not hearing that.
But the person that's perceptive,
yeah,
they'll start to move. And then the oblivious person starts to move and things like that. And, you know, you want to avoid saying, hey, we got this table sold or we got the reservation for this, whatever.
You want to get past that point.
It's not your job.
Yeah, that's not your job. You did exactly what you're supposed to do at that point.
Yes. So thank them. It brings closure to the experience. And those are my, that's how I would suggest for you to thrive on Mother's Day.
Absolutely.
Keep
your cool. Because there will be people that test your patience, you know, and there's always problem tables. We've talked about that before on other shows.
Yes.
So remember those little hints on top of what we just gave you. And I think you'll have a nice, smooth, profitable Mother's Day.
Yes. And thank you for coming.
Yeah.
And be sure to check out the other podcasts. We are part of the One Star Podcast Network.
One Star.
We are a restaurant-themed central podcast network. We have the Side Work podcast, Copper and Heat, In Your Mouth podcast, The Macaroni Zone, and Confessions of a Server.
Boom.
And us, yes. Obviously, they know that. Let us know how you like them. Check them out. And also, if you like our show, the way to support us at this time is to share. Tell somebody that you listened to the Modern Waiter podcast, and it was pretty cool. I'm Marlon Joseph, the Modern Waiter. If you want to reach out to me, I'm active on Instagram. Follow me on Instagram. I'm at the Modern Waiter podcast. And if you have a show suggestion, a comment, advice, I get it all. I read and I respond, and I love it. I am themodernwaiter@gmail.com.
Boom. I'm Danny DeVille. Subscribe, people. We will see you next time.
Motherfuckers making songs like they ain't got no mamas.